GOP Chairman Frank Fahrenkopf Jr. told a Minneapolis news conference the Boschwitz seat is one of 17 Senate races getting priority treatment from the National Party. He says the Republicans now have an improving chance of maintaining control of the U.S. Senate next year because a Republican is leading in the race for the seat created by the death of Washington Democratic Senator Henry Jackson.
If Senator Evans is reelected for the remaining 5 years of Scoop Jackson's term, that means they have to pick up six in order to control the Senate. Our polling data indicates to us that in the last 6 months, as the economy has gotten better, as unemployment has gone down, as inflation has stayed down, as interest rates have come down, by the same token, the numbers of our incumbent senators have gotten stronger. So the economy is what I think you could realistically call the linchpin of the election in 1984.
Fahrenkopf says there's no way the National Party will write off Minnesota if Walter Mondale is the Democratic presidential nominee. He says Ronald Reagan did well in the state in the 1980 election, despite Mondale's presence on the Democratic presidential ticket. The GOP chairman says he's 99.9% sure President Reagan will run for re-election, but stresses that the president has not confided his plans to any Republican official. Eric Escobar, WCCO Radio News.
A diplomat from the Nicaraguan embassy in Washington predicts the Reagan administration will be forced to send troops to Nicaragua. Miriam Hooker is in Minneapolis to speak to the Nicaraguan Solidarity Committee. The House has voted to cut off CIA support for counter-revolutionary groups in Nicaragua, but the Senate is expected to maintain at least some aid. Hooker says the CIA is the only agency keeping the revolution alive.
I used to call it covert operations supported by and equipped and organized by the CIA against Nicaragua. No, I don't call them covert operations anymore. No, I say that Nicaragua is in a state of war. It is being attacked not only by the counter-revolutionary forces, but by the Honduran army and by North American troops that are equipping and organizing and directing this war.
The Nicaraguan diplomat says her country plans to hold free elections in 1985, 5 years after the Sandinista revolution toppled the Somoza government. Coming up, the brand new Twin Cities weather forecast.
Ma Linger, you have a TCF pass card, haven't you?
Oh, yes, you great big Adonis of the airwaves cannon. I wouldn't leave home without it.
That is somebody else's line, Ma. Anyway, did you know that now your TCF pass card can be used in other cash machines besides an express teller machine?
No, I didn't, big fella. Please enlighten me.
Okay. The big news is, gang, now a TCF pass card can be used in two cash machine networks, Express Teller and Fast Bank. There were over 130 Express Teller and Fast Bank machines in three states. You can use them all with a TCF pass card. If you already have a TCF pass card, you can start using Fast Bank as well as Express Teller machines right now. If you don't have a TCF pass card, it would be a splendid idea to open up a TCF pass card checking account soon at any TCF office.
The weather is supposed to improve. Our Twin City forecast, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Chance of a little drizzle tonight, but it'll be warming up, and then fair by tomorrow night and fair on Sunday. The expected low tonight, 40. High tomorrow, 60. High on Sunday, 62. We now have a northeast wind at 13 miles per hour, humidity 74%, 51 degrees. That's the latest. Dick Chapman, WCCO Radio News.
Okay, 9 minutes past 5 here at CCO. The news has been presented by the largest savings institution in our part of the country, Twin City Federal, now more than $3 billion strong. Okay? So, anything you've got to offer here, Backlash? Oh, no, dear fellow, please do one of your specialties, one of your commercials.
Cars were driving her crazy. She had to park so far away. Then at last, she found the bus. It came to save the day.
Nice going, MTC.
Well,
the door is always open wide,
waiting for you and me.
Nice going, MTC.
So catch a ride on the MTC.
Did you know that the MTC is getting 62 brand new double buses? Besides holding more people, a double bus improves both fuel efficiency and productivity. So the going will be twice as nice, and the service better than ever. Do this. Stand on a corner by a sign with a T, as in M-T-C. Who knows? Maybe a new double bus will come your way. Catch a ride at the MTC today.
Nice going,
MTC!
Yes, yes, since 5:10 here at CCO. And our temp is 51 in the Twin Cities. Well, Mr. Hartman called me, Mr. Sidney Hartman, a little while ago, Morgue, and he said he's sick and tired of your innuendos about him.
Oh, boy. Hartman's on my tail again, huh? He ain't too smart.
I think Sidney's pretty smart.
How smart is he?
Sidney's so smart, he thinks Macho is the unknown Marx brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rainbow Foods. Warehouse grocery shopping gives you low prices, but it's also hard work and inconvenient. Regular supermarket shopping gives you high quality and service, but you pay for it with high prices. Rainbow Foods doesn't give up quality for low prices. Rainbow Foods is a delicious medley of wonderful food and low prices, all in perfect harmony. Giving shoppers what they want isn't easy, but someone has to do it.
Okay, you've heard of hot radio. This is cold radio, the Cannon Mess, at 5:11, 51 degrees at CCO.
CBS News, I'm Dallas Townsend. President Reagan arrived in Augusta, Georgia late today for a golfing weekend after something of a tempest developed in Washington over remarks he made at this week's news conference. The remarks concerned the question of whether the late civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr., had been a communist sympathizer. Today, Mr. Reagan telephoned King's widow, Coretta Scott King, assured her that he meant no insult and that he did not want his remarks to be misinterpreted. The president said on arrival in Augusta this afternoon that Mrs. King accepted his apology. The White House confirmed earlier that in a letter to New Hampshire's former Governor Meldrum Thompson, Mr. Reagan said he thinks Dr. King's popularity is based on image, not reality, and he has reservations about whether there should be a national holiday in his honor. Before Mr. Reagan left the White House, he got a briefing from Henry Kissinger, chairman of the special commission that recently spent 6 days inspecting conditions in Central America. Afterwards, Kissinger talked with reporters, and we'll hear about that from Mariah McLaughlin.
Kissinger was not about to tell the press gathered at the White House much of anything, but returning from a tour of Central America along with other commission members, the former Secretary of State was willing to say things in Central America are worse than he thought.
We reported to the president. We are not ready to make recommendations at this point. We reported our impression that the situation is graver than most of us had expected. The aspirations of the people for dignity, social betterment, and security were very forcefully brought home to us.
The commission, said Kissinger, will not make comments on the day-to-day developments in Central America and will not make its final recommendations to the president before January. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News at the White House.
Meet Jack Nicholas, the Golden Bear. He's the spokesman for Manville Gold fiberglass insulation.
That's right. And I do feel that it's important for all homeowners to get their insulation up to par with Manville Gold.
Up to par, huh?
You bet. Manville Gold really helps conserve energy on heating and cooling.
And if you buy now, you'll discover that bags of Manville Gold insulation are money bags. They can get you a money bags check for up to $20 in merchandise. But to get it, you have to buy Manville Gold insulation by the end of October. Proof of purchase required. Complete details at your participating dealer. Look for the Manville Gold display featuring Jack Nicholas, the Golden Bear. Which reminds me, Jack, what else do you do besides telling people about Manville Gold insulation?
Oh, I play a little golf.
Golf?
Yeah, want to see a hole-in-one?
Sure.
I just love playing golf on the radio.
Brought to you by Manville Gold fiberglass insulation. Pick up some money bags of Manville Gold before the end of October and get your money bags check for up to $20.
Violence and tragedy erupted today in a Chicago divorce court property settlement hearing. Hutchie Moore, a former police officer confined to a wheelchair, became angry when Cook County Circuit Judge Henry Gentile refused to grant him a new lawyer. Police say Moore pulled a gun from under a blanket and began shooting, fatally wounding both the judge and James Pizor, the attorney for Moore's ex-wife. Witnesses say the bullets were fired from a distance of 8 to 10 feet. Moore then placed the gun on his lap and waited for bailiffs to arrest him. His ex-wife had left the courtroom before the shooting began. Authorities say Moore is a former police officer who had used the wheelchair since being shot by his son several years ago. After that, he left the police department on disability. Wall Street ended a generally down week, still on the downside. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 2.64, closing at 1,248.88. The Dow declined 14.64 over the past five trading sessions. The average price per share on the big board today was off 22 cents on volume of 91,640,000 shares.
People who travel a lot, especially on business, are waking up to a very special name in motor inns.
L-A-Q-U-I-N-T-A.
Now with great services like free HBO cable and unlimited local phone calls, no wonder people are waking up to
L-A-Q-U-I-N-T-A.
Wake up to La Quinta, from Florida to California in the Midwest and Rocky Mountain areas.
It's the All-American Cheese Jamboree.
Come on!
America loves cheeseburgers. Make mine cheddar, please. How about an omelet with real Monterey Jack cheese? Swiss, Colby, or American? A sandwich, sure, please. America loves pizza with real mozzarella cheese.
Come on to your grocer for the All-American Cheese Jamboree.
Sponsored by American Dairy Association.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced this afternoon that Volkswagen of America has agreed to recall more than 1 million cars, the reason being to repair safety problems in their braking and their electrical systems.
There was quite a discussion, of course, between Volkswagen and our engineers over the brake failures and over the fuel pump electric circuit failure. But when it became apparent that this was quite the case, Volkswagen voluntarily decided to do it prior to the hearing.
That said, Doherty, spokesman for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The hearing that he mentioned, scheduled for Monday, has now been canceled. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.